Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpin. Thank you for tuning in to the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a Domain Sherpin review titled Double Your Money, featuring Shane, Josh, and Drew. On today's show, we play the domain game featuring newimage.ai, moxbee.com, on w0.com. And then we've got the NameJet and a Jet segment sponsored by NameJet. And we talk about some domains coming up for auction, including privateproperty.com, egm.com, easychef.com, and doubleyourmoney.com. Hence the name of the show and not financial advice. And then we also talk about .AI domains and some of the trends the Sherpas are seeing there. We talk about the ICA and some of the good stuff they're doing. And we also talk about DNX.com and some of the cool things going on there. We also talk about health supplements for a bit, but try not to veer too far away from domains. So definitely check it out and see how we do with that. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at DomainSherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at DS.TV. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. So please make sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button and all that good stuff everywhere that you can and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. We also integrate our shows with Muse.ai, which provides search functionality for the shows and transcripts as well. And huge shout out to DNWE, short for Domain Name Wholesale Exchange. It's a trading platform designed specifically for domain investors, streamlining the process of buying and selling domain names to make it quicker and easier. With a community of over 3,500 investors, DNWE enhances market liquidity, facilitating more efficient transactions with standard domain listings, reverse auctions, standard auctions, and soon-to-be-added portfolio auctions, including traffic portfolios. DNWE is part of EW3N, which is a family-run digital asset investment company based in London, England, that also operates DomainManage.com, which is a global sales platform, and Brandable.UK, which is a marketplace for UK and co.UK domain names. And also, huge shout out to Unstoppable Domains, the only ICANN-accredited registrar that lets you trade DNS domains on-chain and access crypto investors. With 3% commissions, at-cost renewals, and hundreds of resellers soon to be integrated, they're a cutting-edge marketplace you need to know about and also use to get more sales and keep your costs down. And for domainers with large portfolios, email Brady at UnstoppableDomains.com and see if you qualify for their free transfer in promo. And last but certainly not least, shout out to our own business, Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world. Find out more at mediaoptions.com, where you can also sign up for our newsletter for the best domains and best domain opportunities available in the market every week, and also featuring key insights and other helpful information related to branding, naming, and domain investing. So now, with that, it's time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J-On, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, and I'm the host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is a Domain Sherpa review, and this is where we get into the minds of successful domain investors using real examples so we can learn strategies and tactics to become more successful domain name investors ourselves. It's a mouthful, but these are the experts. And there's four segments to a Domain Sherpa review. We've got the grand opening. That's why I intro the Sherpas. We see what's going on with them. We talk about some related things, maybe some unrelated things. We'll see what how far off the reservation Drew wants to get today. See if I got to use the mute button at all. You know what I'm saying? And then we're going to get into segment two, which is the domain game. That's what we hear about with the Sherpas recently bought or sold. Everybody guesses on the price. And then somehow, some way, someday, we'll get some swag to the winner. And then last week I won, which was cool. So I'm wearing my new swag that I gave myself. Josh, at some point, man, you know what I'm saying? I know Shane's got it. He's consistent. I got to hook you up, bro. You know, just come through, man. Let's go. Yeah, what are you doing later?
Yeah, it's not like I see you more than anyone else here, but oh, yeah.
I got a closet full of gear, man. You know what I'm saying? Anyway,
the driveway, and he can pick it up as he drives his kids to school or something.
it is kind of like that. It could be that simple. Or any time that I'm over in his neighborhood, which is like probably like four times a week, you know, or at least I'm driving past his neighborhood probably like every day. And then we got NameJet Gonna Jet. That's where we review a list of domains coming up for auction on NameJet. We see what the Sherpas like, what they don't like. And then we'll close out with Grand Closing, where we discuss anything we haven't covered already, talk about what's going on in the domain space, looking at the market trends, current events, allowing our guests to mention or promote anything they want to talk about that we've not already talked about. Although these aren't our guests at this point. These guys are my co-hosts. And I'm going to go ahead and introduce them. So over to my right, I got my boy Andrew Rosner, the one and only, a.k.a. Morpheus, a.k.a. the Dirk Diggler of Digital Assets, a.k.a. Bob Lee Swagger, the Sniper, a.k.a. Drew. Drew got what I need, a.k.a. every Rosner has its thorn, a.k.a. never going to give Drew up, get Rick rolled, Graybeard, the Domain Pirate, in the house with the gray beard. What's going on, man?
All good. All good. That's it. I'm going to leave it at that. All right. I got nothing really to do. Other than I just started taking methylene blue today. So if I suddenly turn up dead or like toxic or something, y'all know why. Just, you know, right. Like maybe wait a week and see how I feel a week from now.
Let's go.
And then you know. But I've been experimenting on myself lately. And I will also say, that I recently, about a week ago, started getting sick. And, you know, you hear all this shit about ivermectin and people love it. People hate it. It's the devil. It's the horse dewormer. But then other people are like, best thing since sliced bread. I was like, fuck it. So I got myself some ivermectin. And as soon, about day two of feeling like I was coming down with something, I took it, and I will tell you firsthand, I am not recommending this. It's not medical advice. I am not a doctor, nor do I want one, nor do I, well, Freudian slip. I don't want a doctor. I don't want nothing. But what I will tell you is my personal experience was that within 24 hours, I was basically 100%. Now, I don't even know what I was coming down with. I don't know nothing. I had a sore throat. I had a headache. I was definitely getting sick. I was a little bit feverish. I took it, and 24 hours later, I took 18 milligrams, three little tabs. And the next day, I took 18 milligrams in the morning. And then by that evening, I was basically 100%. So anyways, I don't know. It's not medical advice. I'm just putting it out there. This is my personal experience. And I am, you know, I think what we need in this world is a little bit of truth. You know, there's a lot of bullshit out there. And I love reading the bullshit, but, you know, we do need to get to the truth. So I am just trying to be another cog in the wheel, putting my personal experience out there. The ivermectin worked for me. I just started taking this methylene blue today. I have no idea. I'm highly skeptical. It tastes horrible. And that shit does not look like something that's supposed to go inside your body. That shit is like, you know, that crazy, you know, lollipop blue that shit stayed in your mouth for 3 days, could type of blue.
What did the vet say that who you bought it from?
It's blue dye is what it is.
No, I don't know what I'm working with, and I definitely am not making any recommendations, but I'm putting it out there. That's what I'm doing.
I like full transparency. Full transparency is good. Just funny how he's like, nah, I'm good. I got nothing. Oh, by the way, I just started taking fermentabendazine and ba-da-ba-da-ba-da and formaldehyde blue and shit.
Well, like, yeah, okay. About a month ago, I took a pretty heavy, you know, dose. Actually, this was actually, I got it prescribed by a doctor, an open-minded doctor. But the membendazole, and I took that for about a week. I couldn't tell you what my doses were, but if I knew, I'd tell you. But it was like a double what the higher end of the normal dose would be. And I took that for a week and I felt nothing, zero, no difference. But it also didn't have any side effects. I didn't feel anything. I didn't have any, nothing. It was a net zero. It was that.
Hey, man, I do find it all very interesting. You know, I think the alternative medicine, you know,
here's the only thing we do know is that all the shit we've been told about medicine, that shit is all a lie. Now, I'm not saying everything's bad, but like we have two categories of medicine, and one of them we do really well. That's like acute medicine. That's like you fell off a motorcycle, broke some shit, scraped the skin off your back. We got you. Like the world of medicine, we got you. We will put you back together like Humpty Dumpty. You'll be all good again, as good as you can be. And we've pretty much mastered that shit. We're good at it. But when it comes to chronic illness, I'm telling you that my opinion is that literally 99% of doctor recommendations, orthodox knowledge in the space on all chronic illness is absolute garbage at best and dangerous at worst. I know this also firsthand because I've been diagnosed with two autoimmune diseases, coincidentally, since taking that freaking jab. But I have two autoimmune diseases. And so I have six different specialists who specialize in various forms of chronic disease. And I'm telling you that everything they've told me to do is either something I chose not to do because I know it will be harmful, or it's been useless, or it's been probably harmful at some point in the future. And everything that, like, my Chinese medicine doctor, my functional nutritionist, and then a bunch of weird people I follow on the internet, everything they told me to do, that shit works. Like, literally, I'm here. I'm fucking great. I feel great. I'm lifting weights. I work out 5 days a week. I feel fantastic. And it's only because of this stuff that the alternative people told me
he's
to do.
On trend, TRT.
Chronic illness is something that we don't do well. And in fact, it's quite the opposite. I think we literally just harm people with most of the medical. This is, again, my opinion. Most of what's going on in that chronic illness world, which is all metabolic disease, all, you know, genetic.
Yeah. So I'm with you. And I think that's actually what I was about to say, which is, you know, what we have discovered is that modern medicine doesn't really care about trying to keep you healthy as much as it's trying to, you know, squeeze the, you know,
you turn into a business
to keep. Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh shit, look at this. Oh, I know how to get money from this dude on a subscription basis for the rest of his literally.
Well, medicine is just a SaaS business. You know what I'm saying?
It's a SaaS business. Like the original SaaS. It's literally the original SaaS business. That's it.
That's it. They're just trying to get you on
that.
I'm
going
to
tell you one thing, though. You haven't gone down the rabbit hole until you bought your medicine in rubles.
No doubt. Yo, Silk Road is back, right? Isn't you know, Ross is going to hook you up, man. Ross is going to get you all the Russian motherfucking, you know, TRT that you can handle.
Josh, do you know what melatonin is? Sharapova got busted for it. She was on it for that 5 years, too. All the tennis players.
What is it called?
Melatonin. It's like, again, this is not a science show. Don't ever listen to my stuff, but it's space people going into space would take to keep them awake and active. And it's not, there was no side effects. When you wake up, you didn't have the jitters. It literally just was a performance enhancing drug. I took it for years, but everything was in Russian. Everything was paid in Russian. Like, literally,
yeah, my wife was like, it comes from Latvia.
My wife said, this is how I get my insurance money. And I was this is going to keep me to 1,000. Like,
no, she's going to end up going to jail because you're going to die. They're going to test you and be like, he must have been poisoned. You know, his wife's been poisoning him.
Yeah, you know, I've been this rabbit hole that everybody's going down. I've been going down way too long. Like, I can tell you all about this stuff.
I got a buddy of mine who's.
Okay, hold on. Pause. I have an update. I just had like a weird sort of. And like, it's like kind of like the lights turned on. So maybe it's that methylene blue. I'm just telling you real time. I'm just putting it out there. Just had a little like, it's like we are now.
It's like we all got to be taking it so we're all on the same level. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm reading about moldonium. Yeah. I hit my Moldovian friend and be like, hey, did you know about that moldonium?
Latvian connect.
You get banned. It's can't if you win your marathon. You
know, well, I'm not going pro on anything except shit talking. But which podcast was it? I was listening to a podcast a couple weeks ago, and it was like some political guy, and he came out and he started dropping like, oh yeah, we take, you know, such and such before you have to go give a big talk, or they were talking about like. And he was just dropping this like everybody knew it. And I was like, God damn, heard of that? Like, he's like, oh, yeah, you take one of these. And then, you know, it like lowers your heart rate to the point where it basically completely eliminates any form of anxiety. And so basically all public speakers, and he was like saying, you know, Tony Robbins, every president you've ever heard of, every major politician, every celebrity, somebody going to do, you know, they take this and then they go out and it's like the no fear.
Surgeons all take it too before a big surgery. Yeah. Like I have a microvessel surgeon and she has to do real small. They all take it. Everybody takes this right before you go out. It calms your nerves, steadies your hands, just focus.
What
is it? It's a short term thing.
What is the Maldonium?
I don't know what it's called. I literally have all the different medicines. I take everything in small doses. Like altitude sickness is malaria drug. Like there's just a million different. Prednisone will melt your bones, but there's no better drug when it comes to healing and inflammation than prednisone. It's like,
oh yeah, 100%. I learned that at times. I was like real reluctant because I had a bad
experience. It'll melt your bones. It literally
steroids. When I had a sciatic injury back in, you know, my wrestling years. And so I was always turned off to all that stuff and I just avoided it. But my daughter got really sick in Thailand. And they were like, we went to the doctor and they were like, by the way, like best freaking hospitals and doctors anywhere I've ever been by far. Right.
Thailand.
Oh, unbelievable. Like, dude, a whole different ballgame. Like literally my daughter goes in at 11 p.m. at night. She's very sick. My wife takes her there because my son is sleeping. So I stay with him. My wife takes her to this hospital, which wasn't far away. In and out, the whole thing, 45 minutes with the medications. She saw three different specialists, did chest x-rays, and, you know, got medications. The whole thing cost something like $28. And she was home in 45 minutes. Crazy.
Who's paying for that? Who's paying for that? The government?
And you walk in and there's like a concierge there that becomes your concierge the moment you enter. And then they basically guide you. Okay, we're going here now. Boop. We're going here now. Boop. And it was just like, bup, 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 bup. Crazy.
Yeah, actual cost, if you average it out over the course of a machine's $3. So like a lot of places overseas get $12, $15 and think they're killing it. They can't believe they can get five at. We charge $150, $300. So,
that's crazy.
Yeah, because we bought a machine for a place in Africa. It's like $1 million, but the lifespan comes out to $3 a sheet. And not even sheet anymore. It's digital. So,
yeah that's really wild, man.
Yeah. Let's talk domains. We could talk medical.
Oh, we're going to talk about domains? You guys actually want to talk about domains? That's crazy. I didn't think that was
actually. That's how we pay for our medical.
I love how, you know, Drew's like, you know, and we're not going to get up too far off the grid and I'm good. I got nothing to talk about. And then it's like, bam. So anyway, keep us posted. We'll see how the show goes and beyond, you know what I'm saying?
But
I do find it all very, very interesting. And I do agree with you. Look, we've been lied to about so much because, you know, it's been, we're effectively our health and lack thereof is a profit center for so many people. So it just, the information age is crazy, man. We'll see. Anyway, all right, let's keep it moving to my lower right. I got my boy Josh Reason, a.k.a. Bjorn Borg, a.k.a. Prince Harry, a.k.a. Harry Kane, a.k.a. Prince Harry Kane, a.k.a. Chicka Chicka Slim Shady, Super Pickle. What's happening, man? What's good?
What's up? Good to be here, dude.
Oh, wait, my screen just fell. There we go. All right, how you doing, man? What kind of fucking weird supplements are you on?
Just vitamin D, creatine, and magnesium.
Oh, there we go. All right. I take pretty much all of those, although I try to get my vitamin D the natural way out in the sun. You know what I mean? We're starting to get some better weather here in Florida, which is pretty cool. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I get my fair share of that as well. I do think that if I don't take those supplements, I don't know if it's like, in my head a placebo, but if I don't take those supplements, I do feel like my immune system goes down a little bit, or I don't recover as well, or I don't sleep as well, whatever.
But do you mix your creatine in? Like my go-to is either yogurt or cottage cheese. What do you mix your creatine in?
Why do you need fat for creatine?
It mixes well. I can't taste, like, it's just something that I eat anyway that mixes well with it.
Yeah, I don't.
Creatine, this, I mean, I just figured it's marketing bullshit, but it says like ultra pure
What do you think it? Like,
dude, I just toss it in water, swirl it around, and I throw it back. It has very little flavor, and it dissolves in the water like very quickly, like nearly instantaneous.
Same thing, yeah. Josh.
No, I take the pills now.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
I've seen the powder pills too. I use those on the road.
Yeah, I remember back in the day, I don't know, like 15 years ago or whatever, you know, they were saying that there might be some, you know, side effects on the, I think like liver and.
It was kidneys. They used to say, that's why I used to take it when I was like really big into weightlifting back in the day, 25 years ago. And then I stopped taking it because I think it was my mother was like, oh, I heard on the news, like your kidneys are going to explode if you take too much creatine. And I mean, again, let me just remind everybody, whatever they tell you not to take, it's probably exactly the shit you should be taking. You should probably be doubling down. And the shit that they're like, oh, take this. This is really great for you. Like Tylenol and, you know, whatever else they tell you to take, statins, like don't take that. That shit will kill you.
Yeah, I'm a big believer. I think it's more for your mental. I think it's really good for your mental.
100%. Creatine, they just came out. They're saying it's like probably the super drug against preventing neural degenerative disease.
I've been saying this for all the shows. Creatine and nicotine are the most studied drugs in the world. Like there's no more studied, and they cannot find any. The nicotine
and ivermectin
and creatine is you're going to drink a lot of water. So when you're processing water, your kidneys, you know, work more. But I mean, when people that are drinking the right amount of water, their kidneys do work more. That's how it works. Like nobody drinks enough water. So
yeah, I'm drinking water. You got me all thirsty. I'm like, I got to drink some.
Yeah. Nobody drinks enough
water. Got that thirst.
Well, nobody wants to look. If you drink creatine in the proper amount of water, you're a little on the pudgy side because your body and muscles have so much water in them.
Yeah.
But they're supposed to.
That's the best part. Dude, you got
more
like,
to love.
Extra,
more to love.
Extra pump.
That's more to love. You know what I'm saying? If you care.
The other thing is electrolytes. I take electrolytes.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Relight or something like that, or liquid IV.
Element is the one that I use.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, Element's good.
Relight Element's is good. Big in our house. My kids like Relight.
Element's got some sugar in it though.
No.
I also use this one. This is really good because this has got like everything in it. Everything.
We're plain old liquid IV. We're boring.
Yeah, liquid IV is pretty good.
But I used to use liquid IV, but that's also got sugars in it.
That's at Sam's Club. That's what we buy. It's cheap. It's all right. No, sorry, it costs.
Sugar. You can get the sugar-free liquid IV as well.
That's what we have. Yeah.
So, all right. Well, good. This is the
main. I mean, rounding it all together, if you're staying healthy, your brain works better.
That's it. Healthy body, healthy mind.
You have a longer day. You can go deep into. You can work deeper into the night. You can work longer in the day. You can be more efficient. Like it ties together, man. To be better at non-athletic things, you still have to be healthy. It's how it works.
100%.
Yeah, for sure. And as you get older, right? And now look, everybody's been so sick. The flu, all these. You know what I mean? Josh mentioned the immune system. Like you've really got to, you know, keep your immune system up. I've also been doing that dose for your liver, which is like milk thistle and a little bit of turmeric. And
that's what this tea I'm drinking. It got turmeric, milk thistle. I got dandelion.
Dandelion, yeah, dude. That's all. Yeah, dandelion. This is what's in. It's
ginkgo biloba. Moringa.
You've always been a moringa fan, man. That's always like
one of the best spectrums of amino acids that exists.
Look at us. Joe Rogan's got nothing on us. We're like leading the edge here.
We're like, Joe Rogan, we're specimens. Although knock on wood, I've been able to dodge the flu enough lately, you know, through this last round. I just waited.
Hey, we came out of Vegas. You come out of Vegas healthy, you're doing something right. Like
I know, and I did. Sleep is also key. Sleep is key as well. So, but yeah, so the dose has the turmeric, dandelion, ginger, and milk thistle. And take that every day. A little collagen, too, is also, you know.
Ooh, you're on that collagen grind. You must be. Yeah.
Collagen peptide.
You know.
You're carnivore Aurelius, huh?
Hey, man. Yeah. You know.
Heart and soil, the whole package. You got the collagen, the whole thing, man.
The whole package, man.
Yeah, you got the horn to that. You got the horn.
I have to change up
the
domains list today to be something related to all the stuff we're talking about because, you know, this is going to turn to this. It's like now I'm down the rabbit hole. Going into
listen, I think for the next hour going through my supplements I got here in front of me. I got you name it.
And Drew, most importantly,
you need to check out the bull.
Oh, yeah, you love spermidine.
You need to check out Paul Saladino's new line of it's not
anal kinase.
I'm listening to that.
Drew. Lactobacillus reuteri.
Just let him go.
PMG for all you people who have that motherfucker gene, the MTHFR gene, and you can't process your B vitamins. All you got to do, solve that shit real easy. One of these every day. Not medical advice.
There's a new
Vision Defender. Alpha lipoic acid.
You thought we were done? We just like halftime.
Little magic mushroom.
You got Josh glitching out right now.
Little bromelain. Little beef organ.
Yes, there you go.
Little turmeric.
It'd probably be easier to tell what you're not taking. Slow it.
He's like, exactly.
little Massima mushroom.
Ooh, okay.
From my boy Paul Stamets.
Hey Josh, he's probably going to get to what you're talking about eventually, so you'll be fine.
Turkey tail.
Yeah,
I'm actually like giving up.
CoQ10.
I could mute him. I could use the mute one.
Oyster Max.
I could do it.
This is really good, by the way. This is just pure oyster.
I've been saving the mute button, but I didn't think I'd be using it because he's going off. About I really expected it was going
to
be
take
more.
Take a little break. Move on. Let's talk to me.
That's.
I could keep going.
What were you saying?
You can introduce me, and then I'll let Drew have it again.
I put it in the chat now, so we'll get.
Yeah, I thought.
Oh, I love it. All right, let's go. Below me, I don't even know where my sheet is where I got my AKAs, although I know them by now. Below me, we got my boy Shane Coulter, a.k.a. Sugar Shane, a.k.a. Honey Shane, a.k.a. Supplement Shane, a.k.a. Mike Rowe, a.k.a. Blame It on the Shane, a.k.a. House of Shane, a.k.a. The Culture Club, The Culture Personality, doing it for the culture. What's up, bruh? What's going on?
Well, I just want to tell everybody we broke the record for fastest escape room in Vegas. That was the highlight of my month.
It wasn't the fastest, but we did good.
Well, they told us that it was the fastest of the day. So
it was the fastest of the day. And what they said was that three other groups had tried that same escape room that day and did not escape. So we were, so that was pretty cool. And it wasn't easy.
You guys, Jen, and who else?
Yeah, so we had a whole squad. It was like we were deep. It was we had Jen, we had Amar, we had Josephine, we had Camilla, we had Tiffany, we had Sophia, Shane, Braden, Slavic, myself. Fine. Did I miss anybody? Is that the whole team?
There's a $1 billion worth of domains there.
And yeah, this one was really dope. So shout out. I have to look up the one that we went to. Trapped. Yeah. Shout out to Trap. They had been around for a while. So it was a little older, but the thing was super cool. We had all rock tactical vests. So we were like, and then it was very interactive. So the folks at the place, were like acting in a role in this, we had to go into a corporation's business, an evil corporation, to steal this formula thing that they were going to do to poison a whole lot of people. And so we had to break in and get into the president's office. Shane was like tech support. There were like multiple computers that needed to be utilized, including one that had these like closed circuit cameras. And he was like totally.
I had to use a closed circuit camera to go into another office to look at a picture on a table that had the dog's collar's name so we could figure out how many letters were in the password.
Yeah.
Like
and
it
then
was
from there.
Way harder than my daughter's escape room.
It was tough, man. It was cool. Like it was cool. And then we all had different roles. It was so funny. So I'll do this quick and then we'll get into the domain game. But so some of the vests, like one was like demolition and that was Braden was wearing it. And it's in the pocket. It has a package of C4 and they're like, you're going to need that at some point. And then the next vest, they're like, it was like tactical. And it was like, this is, and it was Shane. And they're like, there's the detonator for the C4. They're like, but whatever you do, don't hit it, sir. Stop hitting the button. You're like, exactly. It's not working. He's still here. Braden's still here.
Well, I saw it on Braden. I thought it was my best shot.
It was. He's like, they're like, but whatever you do, don't press, sir, don't press the button, sir. Don't press the button. You're like, it's not working. But it was actually super dope. It was a lot of fun. And it was a great group. And big shout out to the whole team, because then we ended up going out. That was like my birthday dinner, which I'm very grateful for. That was a lot of fun. And it was a nice way to close out the Vegas trip. And so big shout out to everybody. You know, that was a part of that. So that was,
yeah, they say these things are for team bondings and bringing in corporations. And I was like, ah, no, it's for a 12-year-old birthday party. But when you go back at it, it literally is group work and fun and thinking. And like, it was way harder than I thought. I came home and when I came home, somebody invited me to a murder mystery. And I told my wife, I said, I went to an escape room. Hey, do you want to go to a murder mystery? And she goes, you fucking nerd. What happened in Vegas?
Yeah, next is going to be a Lord of the Rings marathon. Like, come on. We're going to go play Dungeons and Dragons. But it was kind of cool because, like, you know, Slavik was the comms guy. So he had to do call in for the clues and stuff. And then everybody did stuff. Like, you took the dog's name, and then Jen had the chart with the OSCE, like the code things to figure out what the password was. You know, then I go type it in to get into the president's office. And then there's a whole bunch of stuff to do there. Tiffany from the, you know, ICA, she was like a boss. And, you know,
oh, yeah,
she was like telling you, she was like your boss. She's like, yeah, this is what you do, like, next, Shane.
Get, sit down and shut up.
Type this out, bitch. She was like, not playing. And it was good stuff. So anyway, a lot of fun. And, you know, you're right. It does involve, like, you got to think a little bit. So, which is better than some of the mindless stuff we spend our time scrolling. My kids are really into escape rooms, which I think is kind of neat. And it gives me some hope that maybe they can accomplish things. All right.
At least the things that I was rambling on about, like, could help people.
Or kill them, you know?
Yeah, or kill them.
I mean, hey, but at least you're giving them something. You know what I'm saying? At least it's better than just talking about the stuff we're talking about.
Needed all that stuff to break into the escape room. Without the brilliance of all these methylene blues, we would never have been able to get through.
Exactly. So, you know, if we were all on that methylene blue, we would have got out about 15 minutes quicker. Or we never would have got out because we'd all be dead on the floor. But, you know, binary stuff, though. Good, bad, we'll see. Anyway, all right, with that, Billy, find out the timestamp, put this on the page so everybody knows this is when the domain talk is actually going to begin, and let's get it cracking. So we're going to rock with the domain game. Drew, what do you got? You got a buy or a sell? You're the first one up today. Let's see what you're working with. Hopefully it's one I'm not...
I got to pick one that I didn't buy on DNX.com.
Well, except...
Because I did buy an awful lot of domains on DNX.com in the last week.
Shout out to DNX.com. Let's go.
Let's go.
Full disclosure, we're invested.
Mm-hmm.
but it is cool, and it's only going to get cooler. We're excited. DNX. Dun, 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 dun. Again, this always cracks me up. Right?
Just like, might have like, to skip me.
Oh, wait, what's a domain game? I've never played that before. You know, like, what the fuck, dude? Every time. This is like the one thing that's on the calendar for every week. It's like, yo, anyway, it's all good. It's cool. It's fine. It's all good.
This Josh, get me for a you? Minute.
Yeah, we I'll got go. You. We'll come back around. Josh, what about you?
Yeah. Let's do a sale.
Yes. Always would rather do a sale than a buy.
I sold newimage.ai. Did you see that in Discord, Shane?
Mm-mm. I didn't. There's so many good sales. I missed that one.
Newimage.ai. All right.
Newimage.ai.
All right.
I was just yesterday or 2 days ago.
All right.
Newimage.ai.
Yeah.
Newimage.ai.
New image or image?
New image.
Okay. Image.ai would be pretty sick.
Yeah, that's a little bit different.
I added an extra zero, you know?
Maybe a couple of zeros.
All right.
newimage.ai. All right, ready? 3, 2, 1, flip it. All right, I'm at 5,000. Shane's at 9,800. And Drew is at 12,895.
I was going to go 98.95.
I was going to go 7,500, but
it was 10 grand. So Shane got it.
Bang. Nice. That's dope. So tell us about it. When did you buy it? How long did you hold it? What did you buy it for? And What can you tell us about the sale?
Yes. I sold it on Afternic. I hand registered it let me just check the actual date, but it was recent, fairly recent. Yeah, hand registered it as Spaceship on August 3rd last year. So,
wow.
Yeah, not even, what was that's that, awesome. 6 months? 6 months.
See how easy this domaining is, kids?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's it.
Yep. I don't know, man. I came to Sherpa today to say that I am incredibly bullish on .ai names.
Did you? Based on the sale or just in general?
I mean, that's not why I'm here, but I really think that .ai names are going to be insane this year. In like, I don't know. It's just the interest that I'm seeing on my small portfolio of .ai names just leads me to believe. And just like, it's also like bad .ai names are selling as well. You know, when the bad .ai names start selling like hotcakes, there's a frenzy that's happening. And I think that this year is that
well,
year.
What we moved into is two-word AI we're selling. That's what changed this year. Is like, it's exciting because last year I hand registered a bunch of AIs and now they're good. Like last year you could pick them up and I'm like, now people are, you know, offering $1,000 or $2,000 and you're saying, nah, I'm going to wait. But yeah. It's always good to have that addition to your portfolio, right? Like we already know where we stand in .com. We've been on Co's and IOs. To add another string is like, it's fantastic. It's just one more thing to sell. So whether you like it or not, it doesn't really matter.
I wouldn't want to own like thousands and thousands and thousands.
It costs too much.
But I think that what you own today, you're going to have a higher sell through rate this year than you've had previously.
Okay.
That's a good statement.
Well, cool, man. That's what's up. Well, congratulations. That's a great sale.
Yeah. And, can't wait for, you know, 1 year from now, just shit on you and tell you how you were so wrong.
Yeah, but that's the thing. You can't really be wrong. You can't really be wrong in this regard. It's like,
well, that's entirely not true, actually. But
all right.
So here's the deal. This is the way that I see the world. Without going into my whole spiel about it, is literally there's like a number of domains that get sold every year. Okay. Mm-hmm. We can break it down into categories if you want. That's probably even more specific, but let's just say there's a certain number, X number of domains that get sold every year. What percentage of X is .ai? What percentage of X is alternative extensions outside of .com? What I will tell you as the person who I believe is continuously sold more domains than any human being on earth is that the percentage of X that is other than .com over, you know, these over a 5 to 10 year period of time doesn't change much. The mix and the mashup of what's contained in that other part, the non-.com world of startup naming, that mix, just literally, it's like shifting decks on, mm-hmm. on the chairs on the pool deck. Sometimes it's IO, sometimes it's Co, sometimes it's AI. But you're all chasing second place. You're all chasing the same fucking schmuck.
100%,
and that 100%. Schmuck is the guy that can't afford .com.
Wait a minute. I'm still waiting for why I'm wrong. Because I agree with all.
Yeah, your statement's not wrong.
My point is that I'm looking at this from I'm calling myself a professional domain investor. I'm not a hobbyist. I'm not doing this for shits and giggles. If I make money or lose money, it matters. Okay. If that's the position you're taking, then you are a capital allocator and you have choices. And those choices involve higher risk for potentially higher return, chasing a trend, or you go in with blue chip assets that over the long term, you know, you'll consistently sell at a certain rate and your return will be more or less pretty consistent once you, you know, get good at this shit. But if you're not good at it, you're going to lose on the other way. You're just going to lose more on the alternative side. So on the AI side, like, I mean, I hear what you're saying. And if you're really good at picking names and you can catch that trend, then there's money to be made. But the entry prices on these names are slightly down now, slightly better. But you're taking a huge risk. You have very high renewal rates. You have, okay, less uncertainty now that Identity Digital is managing it rather than the one schmuck living on an island in the Caribbean. So I don't know. How are you saying, like,
I agree with you.
What does winning look like? I guess that's the question. What does winning look like?
I agree with you. I'll say this. As a domain investor, if you want to be at the top of the game as a domain investor, it is your responsibility to identify value. Identify value.
And deep if fucking value. DPV.
And while a lot of that deep fucking value is in high-end.com names, there is deep fucking value across the board. And it is your responsibility to identify it, whether that is in a .ai, in a .com, .io, .org, .net. It does not matter, but you have to understand when it's value and when it's not. So if you see a great .net, I don't freaking like .net, but if I see a .net that's $1,000 and it's a great SLD and I know that it's worth $5,000 at wholesale, you better buy that fucking name, and you need to understand the market, right? And if you don't, then you're not identifying value correctly and you're not doing your job as a domain investor, which means that everyone that takes the stance of saying everything else other than .com is shit and you shouldn't be investing in it is missing value and not doing what they should be doing as a domain investor. Because as a domain investor, it's not your responsibility to say .com or nothing. It's your responsibility to say, I'm looking for the best value purchase that I can make at this given time for an ROI. And for the most part, for most people, I agree with you. You should probably just focus on what you know, because you may not be capable of understanding the market in depth like potentially you do or I do or Shane does or JT does. But if you want to get really good at this game and you want to maximize opportunities, then you better understand the full scope of the market, because if you don't, you're not going to get many opportunities. Because guess what? If you're purely focused on the top end, high end .com names, you're in competition with guys like you, with other big boys that are coming in, and they're gonna eat it all up. So if you're not able to identify value across the board where they're not interested in, you're gonna fail. So you need to understand the whole market.
I explained to somebody like this the other day. Did you play fantasy football? Some of the best fantasy football players on some shitty teams. Right. Like, okay. If you just think you're going to play the best teams, and if you're not on the Chiefs or you don't pick an Eagle, then you don't pick blue chips. You picked a shitty guy and a shitty team. But sometimes there's gold in the shit. And sometimes you just don't have to choose teams. I agree with you, Drew. .com is the king. But where we have an edge is identifying these trends and these new ones. That's what Josh does so well. That's where Logan Flatt has made a great living in the weeds. Right. And I just don't think you have to choose. When I look at what I can buy for $3,000 in .com or $3,000 in .a, or I look and see, we know the sell-through rate on AI is higher than .com. It is higher. Darpan will tell you, everybody, GoDaddy will tell you, the sell-through rate right now is higher on .ai. They even put that out.
I disagree. Randomly. But here's the thing. This is an extremely biased thing to say. It has a higher sell-through rate because the filter on the name that they accept is also tighter. And
100%.
So 100%. There's an enormous prevalence of those names to sell. So there's that. There's also,
but you're looking at four good filters.
Registrations. Huh?
These four people here are good filters, right?
Yeah.
100%. People talk about sell-through rate on
I have .ai names. I think that, I think it's a great contestant for, you know, second best at any given period of time. And we happen to be in that AI trend, right? No problem. Again, yeah. My point is, it's about deep fucking value. And if your entry point on these AI names is what it is in the market right now, I just don't understand how you can say, oh, look, if you can get one off name, great, no problem. If you can shake the tree and you can find the apple, great, good for you, 100%. But like bidding in these auctions every month, I just think it's crazy. These people are crazy. What the prices they're paying. Well,
we're talking about a couple of different things, though. We're talking about a couple of different things. Bidding up a certain price for premium.ais in the auction versus having hand-reg names, 6 months ago or still trying to find. I think
6 months ago, no. You have to hand-reg these things in 2017 to get good ones.
Josh got newimage.ai 6 months ago, man.
I hadn't registered 10 names yesterday.
I did too.
This is the point. It's like part of the issue here is, and you talk about people bidding up and having a high cost of entry on these, is that people don't know how to invest in domain names. Full stop. AI.com.co. It doesn't matter. They buy the wrong names. They don't look at things. They don't have the right. They don't have the right parameters around what they're looking to buy and when it's a value purchase and when it's not a value purchase. They just don't know. So they're bidding on auctions that they see lots of other people bidding on. They say, okay, that must be a good name. I better bid on it. Okay, that's your first mistake. Do your own research.
Do your own research. DYOR.
Things are going to like ICA and talking to, Josh and I were having these X spaces and I'm listening to Josh's process, and even this year I've become a better domain investor by listening to what Josh says and Josh Schoen says and going to ICA and having these private conversations and saying I look at these metrics and I look at the, and I'm like I wasn't doing that. Some of it's basics, but some of it's common sense that you look at how many people are going to buy. So yeah, I think you can get better and pick the right names, but you get better every year.
We say it on the show all the time. You make money on the buy, not on the sell, right? So at the end of the day, it's all about what you're acquiring the names for and which names you're acquiring. And then the issue requires
a deep, deep understanding of the markets. Like I say, I registered 10 names yesterday or whatever in .ai. I also bought a .ai domain for $25,000 last week, So you have to be able to identify like where the value is and why you're doing what you're doing. And people just don't understand that. It's like when someone like Andy goes and buys a tiger.com and pays, let's say that he paid like 500 or 600,000 for that name, right? The reason why he's done that is because he knows better than anyone else, just like Drew does, that a name like that has built-in demand. Nobody else is like that. That kind of name just doesn't come on the market. So there are some types of names like that one that you literally cannot overpay for, and it doesn't matter how much you pay. There's going to be someone else that is like interested in it to a certain extent, right?
Trophy asset. That's the game. At least that's my. It is a winning game. If you own trophy assets.
Oh, trophy.
You don't have to pay attention. You don't have to pay attention. I don't give a fuck about trends. You can take your trend, you shove it up your ass. They come, they go. I don't care. I'll still be sitting here just bullshitting and not thinking about trends. And my domains will keep going up in value because I bought trophy assets that don't ever go down and their trend doesn't ever expire.
You have to be able to afford trophy assets, right? Like, not everybody can afford trophy. You have to buy third place trophy.
100%. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
Coming copper and bronze.
The trend downwards, right? I definitely have names in my portfolio that will trend downwards. And most of the time, what I'm trying to buy are names that won't trend downwards. But, that's the gambling, like, I want to make a few bucks side of the domain.
10%.
So, okay, and that's why I prefaced my answer with, if you're a serious person, you do this for a living, it matters if you win or lose, then, the gambling side, I get it. Look, I got a little touch in the D-gen gene, okay? I maybe a big touch. I try to contain it, right? And I keep it separate from this is my core business. But yeah, I mean, look, I participated in the sixnumber.com insanity. Like, I participated in the NFT insanity. I participated in shitcoin insanity in the ICOs in 2017 and 18. Guilty, but it clearly differentiated from that was never ever a business. That was like, you know, going to the casino the once or twice a year and, you know, playing a couple grand on blackjack. Like, I that's what it is. That's what it is.
I think that there are multiple.
I'll tell you what, talking about deep fucking value, and this is not just a plug. I'm literally scrolling through DNX and I messed around with some of the filters. And there is some deep fucking value on this site.
Yeah, most of the time is got my little flame icons by it, huh?
Yeah. The little flame icons, that's you gotta go to the go where the flame goes. You know what I'm saying? Get your domain name char broiled.
Follow the flame. All right. Well, good stuff. I think that it'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
Having.com for $9,000 is kind of crazy. Having.com, like.
Having.com. Can I just plug that for a second? I spend quite a lot of time going through those and highlighting them. Like last night, I spent about an hour to an hour and a half just going through names and highlighting names that are like decent. So like there is some there is some time that goes into that.
Some manual
labor.
Hey, so people should benefit. Sorry, from it, you know. So
cut you off.
Yeah.
Ooh, underthesun.com. That's a nice one. Under the sun. All right. Anyway, moving on.
You're talking about domains. So
the keys. I mean, dude. Okay, this might be the best value so far. Thekeys.com for $12,000. Like, that's what everybody calls the Florida Keys. It's the Keys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a pretty dope name. Keys.com, $12,000. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the kind of name. It's like your wife leaves you and your ass out. You know what I'm saying? You go down, you get a little joint down in the Florida Keys, you know, serving margaritas and running thekeys.com.
Yeah. I mean, there are also lots of businesses that are using Keys as like a brand name. It could be like security or.
It's one of my little filters for buying a domain name is I think to myself, if I was asked out, could I turn this into a business that could sustain me? It's one of my, like, you know, soft filters for should I buy this domain or is it just like, is it going to really add value or is it just, you know?
It's an interesting approach.
Yeah, that's the ass out filter.
That'd be under the sun. Or under
the ass out filter. All right, let's keep this moving. We're in the domain game. We're going to run up on time soon. Shane, what do you got? You got a buy or a sell? What's up?
I'll do a sell. Moxby, MOXBY.com. One of my five letter.
MOXBY.
.com.
Moxby.
Something. Why does that remind me of something?
Sounds like Moxie. Like, yeah,
Moxie. It does sound like Moxie.
But
yeah,
it's Moxie.
Moxie, that guy. Moxie.
I got a Moxie speaking of alternative medicine.
Moxicillin.
Those five letters that I bought, you know, a while ago.
This is a sale?
Sale, yeah.
All right. Moxby.com.
Moxby. I only do .com, so
Moxby.com.
All right, let's go. We're waiting on you, Drew. I mean,
you're waiting on JT.
Oh, yeah. My bad. All right, 6,000. So I'm at 6,000. Josh is at 7,111. Drew's at $9,895.
$6,250.
Yeah. All right, feeling like my Eagles right now. You know what I'm saying? What's up, Pat Mahomes? This is a bag of bones in the catacombs. You feel me? No, all right.
This isn't scripted.
Oh, that wasn't yours. You had the script all wrong, man. You said it was going to be the Chiefs are going to be killing them, and then the Eagles are going to come back in the second half and win.
I'm all just you telling you the win. Script that I read about from a random guy on the internet. You know what I mean? Like, I can't control.
You can't trust that guy. Yeah. You can't trust the random guy on the internet to be accurate with his sources and his stuff. Yeah. All right, Shane, talk to us. That's awesome. But what'd you purchase it for? How long did you have it? And
it was awesome. Hand rag. Hand rag maybe 8-9 years ago when I did a couple hundred of them. And wow, they're just firing off now. Actually, it was on Brand Bucket, which I don't have a ton of names left, but I haven't forgotten to raise anything there. So normally my five letters are $9,000, depending on how good they are.
Okay.
Or more. And they've just been firing off every couple of weeks now. It's been good.
That's awesome. Well, you feel like that's kind of where we are, like 4-character, 5-character. I mean, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, 5-letter brandables. Just like I had a thing that I did 2 matching consonants and a vowel at the end. So like kappa.com and hoppo.com. Like I couldn't really afford at the time CVCV. So I formed my own 5-letter version of it. And I just hand ragged as many as a couple hundred of them. I have a portfolio of like 300 of them on the side. And it's good for $15,000 a month for a long time now, I think. It's been really good.
That's awesome, dude.
Just something I had to do back in the day. I couldn't afford much more. And so it's working out fine.
I'm with it, man. Well, good stuff.
Yeah. And they work well on brandables, right? They're the perfect name for Adam and Brand Bucket and After Nick. It's just a good side. And I use that money to buy the trophies that we're talking about, right? Like I look at to buy. I've been buying a lot of 3-letters, which I'm not as store of value as I was looking at Josh and all the sales we're seeing. I'm liking more words than I do 3-letters, but they are a good store of value. They don't really go down too much.
Yeah.
They found
a pretty solid floor now for the last like 10 years at what, 15,000?
Yeah, 15,000 for the bad, 20 to 25 for the, and then 40 to 50 for pretty good. Yeah. I mean, there was a good list today. You see that one, Josh? That was like not the worst 3 letters, but not great letters. And there were probably 30 of them for $20,000.
Wow.
Yeah. You didn't see that today?
No.
Yeah. There were probably 30 of them. You know, some J's in there. You know, the letters that we. The Z's, the J's.
And where are you looking? Are you talking about like GoDaddy auctions or what?
Just amongst friends.
Oh,
amongst friends.
Oh, yeah, I think I saw it actually. Yeah. Yeah, I did see it. Too many Y's in there for me.
No, there's a lot. Well, if Y's in the beginning, it's okay. Like, if,
all right, who got
if
the
I get a bad letter, the first letter, I'm cool.
No, I didn't go yet.
Well, yeah, who got the first point though with Josh's name?
Shane. Me.
That you? All right. Yeah. So, Drew, you're up. Hopefully, it's a name that I can guess on because it's really coming down.
All right.
He doesn't include you in anything anymore.
I know.
W0.com.
Was this a buy or a sell?
Buy.
About W0.com. Okay.
That's only 260 of those, right? Is that right?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. It's much more scarce than a 2-letter.com.
Yeah.
It's literally the scarcest other than numerics. You know, you only got 99, or I guess you have 100 with 00. Is 00, is that a domain? Does that exist?
Probably, but that's a good
kind of a cool domain. 00s.
I probably have no idea what this is. I have no idea what the name like this goes for. I literally have never seen one come across, which is.
What was it again?
For you. Have you, Josh? I've never.
No. What was it again?
W0. The number 0. 2-character.
All right. I'm ready.
I actually bought K0 and W0 together as a package. Both of them same price. But. Figured I'd just talk about 00.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know. I'm guessing.
W0. All right. 3, 2, 1, flip. All right, Josh is at 22,500. I'm at 25,000.
I don't know. JT's, I don't know if I trust this.
Shane's at 75,000.
It's $25,000.
No way, really?
Yeah.
Dude,
I don't
I was cheating. I wouldn't have picked the exact fucking number, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know. So that's what we paid for it. I like it. I think that's a good buy. That's solid.
That yeah, one. I think it's a great buy.
Look, yeah, look at that. See, that's like a win-win for me across the board. We got a good deal on the name. I was right. I win the domain game. You know, I'm like, it's like right now, man, I'm like Saquon Barkley, Jalen Hurts. Let's go. Go Eagles. McNabb and T.O.
All right, another deep fucking value on DNX.com. HideMe.com. That's like maybe the best VPN domain there is. HideMe.com.
Hide me. Yeah, hide me.
Yeah.
All right, but hold on, man. We're still talking. So, well, I guess you explained why you bought it, and there's no other end.
Yeah,
of
I mean, it's two characters. That, you know, I bought it for that reason. It was,
yeah. All right, well, dope. All right, so I won the domain game, so hold on.
If it was any number except 0 or 4, it would have been, you know, minimum 100 plus, 100 grand plus.
Yeah.
Yeah, the 0 and the 0 can be confusing, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you can buy Sosei.com for $19,000 on DNX.com, and then you could have the email Kaiser@Sosei.com.
How's it spelled? Is it Soze.com?
S-O-S-E.
I think Kaiser Soze is S-O-Z-E, yeah.
Is it?
Kaiser Soze. Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah. Okay, wait. I'm lying to you? I just think you're wrong.
Oh, you're right. You're right. It's S-O-Z-E.
Billy, stop. Repeat it.
Right. You're right. It's S-O-Z-E. Right. You're right. It's S-O-Z-E.
Look at this, man. I'm going to let this ride as long as the vibe is positive with coming off the Eagles win.
Jeez, you just got it all. Eagles winning the
game. Hey, you got to be excited, man. Devonta Smith's touchdown was the first time an Alabama receiver caught a touchdown.
From an Alabama quarterback.
Yeah, from an Alabama mother. Let's go. Go Bama.
Alabama all the way.
Roll Tide.
Didn't you tell me that Saul was trying to fire sale Manana.com for 100 grand? They're like, it might take 80, right? Is that what you told me?
Who are you talking to?
You.
What name is it?
Yeah, called me up. Whoa, I got a great deal. 100 grand. Manana.com saw us trying to shit. And then you were like, oh, I think they'll take 80. Dude, this shit is on DNX.com where people go to find deep fucking value. That shit's on there for 34 grand.
It wasn't fucking Manana. Time out. It wasn't Manana.com. And I don't want to tell you the
name. Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't. It was not.
He's talking. JT is talking about adios.com.
Thank you. I didn't know if I could say it on the show, but I'm talking about adios.com. What I should be saying right now is adios, motherfucker.
Tomorrow, you know what goodbye, whatever.
I'm right again. Yo, today's my day. Let's go. What shit coins are we investing in? Which casino are we going to? Yeah, exactly. You know, well, I'm
okay, I got to tell my gambling story in the Super Bowl because it is fantastic. I bet $1,000 on DeAndre Hopkins to have over 12 and a half yards.
Oh, okay.
And at the end of the first half, he goes out on an out route for 15 yards. There's nobody even on the screen when they show it.
Still, that it was the worst drop of all time.
It was bad. It was good, but bad.
I screenshotted the video and I fully prepared to hang it on my wall as the worst loss ever. And then he comes back and catches that touchdown pass on like the second to last play to get his 12 yards for the win. Like in this total scrap time. But it was the worst drop in history. My wife was just dying laughing, saying, this is the worst bet ever made. You pick a seventh team receiver, and he's got to catch 12 yards.
It's kind of crazy, though. Hopkins was, used to be, like, arguably the best receiver in the league. It just shows you the window's very short for these elite athletes, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, dropping the pass that he dropped. I mean, that was a big play. I mean, that could have really been a momentum thing because he had nobody near him. Although he was falling down trying to catch it, but he had nobody near him. And
And I had $1,000 on that catch. I was thinking,
no way, really?
Yeah. I mean, I had $1,000 over 12 and a half yards, and that was a 14 yard out. And I thought, this is how people lose stupid money. But he caught another pass later, and I won it.
So. Hey, congratulations. And congratulations to the Philadelphia Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly. Obviously, we're pretty excited here at the house.
Yo, manana.com is pretty good. I mean,
meanwhile, he's like, yeah, well, you guys are bullshit.
Jigging in. They get a little something on that. That name's got some legs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's got some Latina legs.
It's like you gave a crack addict a big, giant pile of crack.
I know. Oh, that's what DNX is, man. If you love domains and it's like, and you're trying to source some of
the
best.
How many names did I buy on DNX last week?
Especially when Drew started figuring out that we could take care of the offers and I'm getting deals done under budget for him. Now he's like, oh, this shit interesting.
Yeah.
Hey,
how many names did I buy in the last week? Like
a lot.
12, 15?
7, yeah. Yeah.
Well, if you closed them all, it'd be like 12, 15.
Oh, see, now you know what it feels like.
Bro, I don't have money.
Welcome to being my business partner.
Brother, sending me these low ball offers, and I don't have 100% hit rate. Sorry.
Again, man. Hey, just you know,
we don't accept mediocrity out here. You know what I'm saying? They say USAID.
They're saying USAID. Oh, dude, USAID. That is the biggest miss. Here's the thing: we've missed on a lot of key investment opportunities over the years, right? Our biggest miss is not somehow getting our fucking face in the trough of that.
Somebody on the ICA board should be fired because they're the only NGO in the history of the world that wasn't getting paid by USAID. How did we not get some fucking USAID money? What were you guys doing?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
By the way,
all we had to do, Zach just had to say, like, well, I sometimes thinking about, you know, being a woman, and they would have given us $1 billion.
Right now, we'd be
shout out Zach.
Well, first of all, shout out Zach Camilla, the ICA. I don't know if people have seen, I got nominated for the ICA board, so I'm extremely excited.
Yeah, 12 o'clock. Okay.
AMA tomorrow, 12 o'clock, which I strategically scheduled around Drew not being available.
It'll be yesterday when everybody watches this. The AMA will have already happened.
Yeah. But I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be great. Super excited to help the ICA. I think everything they're doing a ton of positive stuff. Just to talk about that for 30 seconds.
They could do a lot more with some USAID money.
If they had that USAID, man, it would have been, they'd be paying for everybody to fly to Vegas. You know what I'm saying? We'd be on our own private island for the ICA meetings would be a whole different
organization. You have to be a totally illegitimate organization to get
you just
USAID.
Have to have no moral compass. And unfortunately, they're actually doing really good work.
Or be related to a Clinton.
Yeah. So, you know, hey, but let's not make this political for a second so I can say what I want to say, which is a huge shout out to the ICA. I'm really excited about this opportunity. The AMA will have already happened. I did schedule it at a time that Drew cannot attend, which was strategic. You know, I thought the meeting in Vegas was excellent. You know, it continues to get better. You know, that's something that we've been supportive of. And, you know, we've been on the show. We've talked about it. We've helped. And, you know, and I think the update was probably what I was the most impressed with was when Jeremiah and Zach, you know, broke down all the work that they've been doing, all the UDRP education stuff that they've been doing, the work with the panelists, you know, the transfer, the transfer rules, pricing, trying to keep VeriSign in check, although that's, you know, not an easy task. And still a ton of work to do. So anyway, big shout out to the ICA. Very excited about that. And this will have already aired after that has already happened, but hopefully that'll have gone well. And so when we're here in the future, you know, it'll be all good. So let's keep the streak of winning going. And, but again, a lot of work to do, but they've got a great, great team. The board is great. Very excited about that. So anyway, huge shout out to them.
Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker specializing in domain acquisitions, high value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
All right, with that, we've got the domain game locked in. Big win. Feeling pretty good. I'm going to get myself some more swag. I'm going to pull the tag off another sweatshirt. Feeling pretty good about it. And then, but let's get into the name check and the jet portion of the show. We've got about 15, 20 minutes.
More deep value. Avora.com. This is read to you, Shane, that, you know, five letter A-V-O-R-A, Avora.com, 10 grand. It's like at $5,000, I would have already pulled the trigger. At 10, it's probably still a great deal. That's like one of those names. It's like, you know, that can be an amazing brand. Like Avora. It's just, it sounds good. It's, I love that.
It can be a bunch of different things. I mean, that's like,
one of the,
I don't know how long Drew's going to hold out. He's literally talking himself into it as he's doing it. And then he's like, you know what? Never mind.
Yeah,
we could do literally a show when we probably should have set up a show of Sherpa, which just involved Drew on DNX purchasing, buying names, or like even Drew and Namar and Shane and whoever else, like, you know, and it's just
what we need to do is come in each with $25,000 and we go through a show and we spend it and then we see who sells everything.
I've been wanting to design a game. I bet we could use AI to design us a game where we could actually take the experts, take all the domain Sherpa experts. You know, we have some, you know, fixed, you know, amount that, you know, a slightly above average person could come into the domain industry starting today, you know, and execute on. And then let's see how the portfolio, you know, do it all like super transparent.
Then hand over to Chris.
Yeah, and just see how it, you know, see how it performs. I think that would be really cool. I think people would be really into it.
Yeah.
Anybody has any ideas, please contact us.
Gamification, and with real money, like, oof.
Yeah, it's a winner.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Let's get it.
That could be a whole Sherpa show. Something that. Like do once a month or something with updates, and I don't know. Could be
because you've got the reinvestment side when something sells, and you get to.
You know, what would be also cool. Actually, would be like the same thing, but with like us as mentors, where we're actually just taking somebody from the industry. You know, like an up and comer.
You know, of domains.
You know what I'm saying? And then it's like we see, and it's like, well, but then you get a little like a tribe, a little team. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, you know, who's little apprentice
of domaining?
It's like the voice. It's literally like you got to turn the chair. You know what I'm saying? It's like somebody will have to, we'll have to figure out how they choose. But somebody will come on and give their like some breakdown of like what, you know, how they like get picked for each team. You know, somebody will go and they'll have to come up and give like a breakdown of something they've invested in or some names that they have. And then, you know.
Hit the buzzer.
Boom. And then they pick which team they want to be on. And then you have your little team. But there are definitely some cool things we could do. And so look, let's take that offline and let's talk about some stuff because we can get creative. And I think something, though, that does involve something that's trackable and over, you know, some stretch of episodes could be super, super neat. You know, and it would have to obviously be over a pretty long, you know, do it every once a quarter kind of update. How's it going? What's up with each person's portfolio? What's the deal? And, could be a really sick, cool thing. So I'm all about it. So we'll talk. But I like it. See, this is how stuff gets done. All right, now let's move on. We're going on to NameJet, Gonna Jet. That's where we review a list of domains coming up for auction. You can go to the blog. We call it the blog post, but the episode post on the Domain Sherpa site. Pull the spreadsheet that's got the domain, the SBOT appraisal. Take those with a grain of salt. How many back orders as of the time that we record the show? The order by date. In this case, there's a couple of names that'll be actually in auction by the time the show airs. So, you know, definitely check it out and kind of pay attention to that in case you're interested in any of these names. We have no direct affiliate type relationship, not financial advice, but at the end of the day, trying to help folks just along in their journey because it's what we do. And so with that, let's go ahead and Josh. Why don't we start with you? Let's talk about the list. Maybe wait till Drew sits back down unless he's... Are you in earshot, Drew? He's just out.
Yeah, let me pull this bad boy up. Anyway.
Drop the idea about the domain show and then he took off. You know, the one supplement we didn't talk about that he's got there is that Colonel White and Fur Honey. a white honey sitting right there back behind him.
Hell yeah.
Talking about trophy.
Liquid gold, baby.
This is liquid gold.
I still believe that this is possibly the most expensive jar of honey that's ever been sold.
It's true. Oh, yeah. I put that on my website.
Colonel Lightenberg.
How much did I pay for this honey? Like 5 ETH?
No, it was 300.
We were pretty deep in the mayhem at that point. I think
Do you guys remember when I sold the dog? When I sold the dog, I gave both of you guys like an ETH, didn't I?
You gave me an ETH. Just throwing ETHs around like they were fucking.
You guys were like part of my. You guys were my squad for that.
Didn't you sell and buy a Tesla?
Basically, I gave you guys each an ETH, and then I went and bought a Tesla.
Yeah, because you got like the first dog. I think you gave me an ETH when you pulled like some shit on that. Like, God, you went like, what was that? What was that thing that Logan Paul invested like the number one in? Like, it was like
Oni Force or whatever. Yeah, because I
bought like a couple rare ones, right? And you had a big set.
The huge one that looked like Elvis, man. You know what I'm saying? I sold that shit for like $100,000 or whatever it was. Those were the days, man.
Really crazy.
Those were the days, man.
It really was the best, man. The best.
I want to live that moment one more time.
I bought three people cars. I bought three cars for you.
Oh, man. It's like, where did it all go? Yeah. Where did it all go?
Why is one ETH so much money now? Fuck.
Back then it was like it didn't matter. Nothing mattered. It was great.
Yeah.
Oh, good stuff. All right. Now, so let's go ahead with the list. Josh, you go first. Let's talk about a handful of names. What do you like and what don't you like? What's good?
Yeah. I have any real interest in privateproperty.com, despite the fact that that's got the highest one of the highest estimated book values.
Okay.
Goes back to DFE. And for a name like that, the value is not there, in my opinion.
When you say probably, DFE, what does that mean?
DFV.
Sorry, I thought you said DFE. Yeah, deep fucking value. Shout out to was that Roaring Kitty? Like, where did the deep fucking value?
Yeah, Roaring Kitty.
Roaring Kitty.
Yeah, that was all that.
That is like, a solid phrase. It's just deep fucking value. You know what I'm saying?
So, like, if a name like privateproperty.com was going for, let's say it sells for less than 5K, I think that you're probably in the value zone. But again, like, I think it's
how much?
If it sells for less than 5K,
yeah,
I think you're in the value zone. But the problem is
local property for $5,000. So I bought localproperty.com for 5K. Not a great name, but same type of.
Yeah.
Same, similar. I think private property is better actually. Slightly, at least the stats would say so. But again, like, I think that it's one of those names where you end up paying like, let's say 10, 15, 20 and it just is. It doesn't have a lot of end user demand. Then, you know, it's not a great brand, and it's one of those that just kind of like sits in your portfolio. And unless you can get it for a good price, which I just don't think you would, I think that ends up not being something that I would be personally interested in. So for me, what I think will happen in that auction, it would be an avoid. And in terms of another name that I'm not really that keen on is travel2japan.com. Again, it's just like, I don't think there's that many buyers of that type of name. It fits into that kind of like exact match category. It's like when you're buying an exact match like name like that, like there is some value there, but those names seem to generate more interest than what they should. You know what I mean? Like people like those exact match names still attract a lot of buyers because they can like relate to it in some way, right? So because they can relate to it, they think that it has value, and then they end like you end up overpaying for that type of name based on emotions as opposed to like data. Something that Yoni was kind of talking about when we had that Sherpa with him. He was like,
as soon as you start buying based on emotions is when you start like basically making mistakes. And in an ideal world, he would just like follow the data, follow the data, follow the data. I think there's a little bit of nuance in there, but particularly with these like exact match type names, I think that's very prevalent. In terms of one name that I like, most of the other names I like, but obviously EGM.com is a great name, good letters. That one's going to go for a lot of money. I also, in terms of like one of the lower value names that I think is a great name, will have a really good sell through rate in the kind of like 20 to 30K range is Pulse Capital. PulseCapital.com. So if you can buy PulseCapital.com for like, I don't know, $2,500, goodbye.
Yeah, I like that name a lot too. So, all right, cool. Well, that's good stuff. And Pulse Capital is one of those. Like, Pulse is like a cool.
Josh, you need to add a minimum maximum number of TLDs registered on DNX.
Instead of just a minimum?
Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, like if you do a sort by TLDs and you end up with the same bullshit keywords, AI, crypto, meta. You know, and you got to go through 29 pages of garbage before you get to where you
live. Actually, when we were working on the UI UX, so in GTDM, we have the min and max. And what we were trying to do is like simplify the filters a little bit more. So we kind of thought, do we need the max? Like, do people actually use the max? And
I don't be using it right now.
So we tested just doing a minimum, but we can add a maximum back in like that. If you think that it's if you think it's valuable, basically what you're saying is like some of the stuff that is registered in a ton of TLDs like meta, blah, blah, blah. You just don't want to see it.
Yeah. I don't want to see all that garbage inventory. I don't need to see eth.hiphop, you know what I'm saying? And eth.equipment and meta.
Yeah. But do you want to see, do you want to see any of those TLDs? Then just remove those TLDs and just view the TLDs that you like. Because do you want to see meta.com? Probably.
Yeah. But I'm open-minded on the TLDs, but I'm looking for deep fucking value. There's no deep value on it. You know what I mean?
He's open-minded. You know, he's just like, you know, TLD curious. I
can't argue with that.
TLD like... curious.
All right. Well, let's keep it moving. Shane, what about you on the list, man? What do you like? What don't you like?
First of all, I negotiated down local property to $2,500. So I want everybody to know that I got a better value. So $2,500, Josh, you like that one better?
Yeah. Yep. Good.
Yeah. So I agree with Josh and all those. So I think the travel to Japan is a, like, if I'm building something out, that's a great name. I think there's so many opportunities. Like, if you're a builder, maybe the first one I go to, because it's the easiest one to do. You know exactly what you're going to build. It's a travel site, it's a directory. I mean, it's a really good one to do that. I do like the vowel consonant. I like it short. I don't really know what it means. I haven't looked to see who's using that as a brand. I'd have to look that up. But, you know, under 7 or 8 grand, it's pretty good. I know a CVCV, 10 grand to 15, depending on the quality of letters. The opposite of vowel consonant still has a lot of value. And I don't see any shitty letters, and it's pronounceable. So I really do like that one, depending on the price. Those are the names that I ask 50 grand plus for and seem to do okay with. Pulse Capital, I agree that, you know, anything capital is pretty good. That's, you just have to wait, but it's got to be one of those Electric Capital, Pulse Capital, you know, yeah. All those same terms. Those are all good portfolio ads.
If that's, you can, a positive sounding, like, kind of real action, yeah, feeling. You know?
Media used to be the same way, right? Like, media names, you would always see them going well at auction because there was a lot of people use media. I don't know how dot media affects that. Is it, there's not a dot capital, is there? I don't even
there
know.
Is.
There is. There. Yeah. I don't know if it's in use.
Media options.
And I know dot VC probably takes a little bit from some of that too. But I do like the capital name. I would say, I'll tell you one I don't like is TouchUps. I think it's a great AI name, but the plural Like, I really want touch up.
Oh, yeah. I would agree. Yes. Yeah. That's a great point.
So that S kind of ruins it. But that's a name that you're going to get on X, and everybody's going to tell you how awesome it is in AI. And they're going to tell you everybody does touch ups, and they're going to tell you why it's great. And we're going to know the S is what kills it.
Yeah. Touchup.com is pretty dope. I like
that. That's a good. Where is the deep value in touch ups? Because there is a price where there's deep value, and there is a price where there's not. Where is that? Where is that line? Do we think?
I mean, I still only want to be at a couple thousand. Maybe you could get away with it.
Did you pay more than $2,000 for touchups.com?
Yeah, I don't know what it's going to go for.
Yeah, I think it's about that. I think that beyond that, I think that if you end up paying $5,000, it's probably too much.
Yeah.
Drew?
I'd start getting my
deep
mouth
in this
out.
DNX rabbit hole, man. I don't even care about this.
I'm locked in.
You are locked in, dude.
Anytime he hears us talk about a name, all he does
glasses,
is look up something.
We could almost get into your searches with you. We'll do a screen share. We could do a full-on show with that, you know.
I'll take a brandable that I'd love to have is Easy Chef. Like, Easy Chef is just a really, if I can pick that up for under $1,000, I'll do it all day, even $1,200. Like, those are
that'll go more than that. That'll go for more.
Yeah,
I like Easy Chef, but it's really the only, now they're in the three letter, Easy Chef's the only name on the list I really like.
Yeah, those well, I think that's one where the Estabot appraisal doesn't really match.
I like Double Your Money. I think Double Your Money would be like a funny little, like, I don't know if it's legal, but like a little online, like an online machine. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're just like, it's like literally like a blank screen with a button, and you like somehow, you know, put in one ETH, you get the button, and it's either double your money or lose it. You know what I'm saying? You have a, you know, you open source it. So it's like it's like an automatic number generator, random number generator.
Totally open source version of pump.fun.
Yeah, pump.fun, you'll give you seizures. You know what I'm saying? You go on there and you start looking at that shit, you hit seizures. I just want like a little blank website with a button. And it's like, you know, connect your wallet, you double your money or lose it all. And it's like, just the fact that the button is sitting there and it's on double your money, I guarantee people will push it. Because you can't put just a button in front of people and be like,
no, bro, I would.
Doubling your money.
I would push that shit daily. I'd be like, if I double my money,
everybody's gonna push that shit. People are gonna come and they're gonna be like, ah, what idiot would do this? Next day they're gonna be like, I wonder if any idiot did this. Next day they're the idiot. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it goes.
All right, so real quick, so Shane, any last thoughts?
Please, somebody buy doubleyourmoney.com and do that, because I just want to see it come to life.
DYM, man. And you do a DYM coin on pump.fun and have it somehow push, like where you can go buy the coin, and that's what you have to wager. You wager the coin. You know what I mean? So you go get either double. The coin is either like $double or $DYM. And then that's what you got to do. You got to buy the coin. And then
under the Trump administration, that might not even be online gambling. That's like. Gloves are off.
It has to be a stable coin.
Not financial advice.
Yeah, that should be real stable. That should be real stable.
Any other, Shane?
No, that's about. Again, I don't want to take Drew's away, but I do like mediate.net. Like, online mediation is definitely. I think there's going to be AI mediation, right? I think there's going to be a trust where you just bring your shit, give it to the AI, and it chooses, and you accept the fate. So
and I feel like mediation, I mean, the AI version is obviously pretty forward thinking, but like, you know, mediation is somewhat old school. I feel like a .net isn't the worst extension for something like that, but
net's definitely selling. I mean, I don't know if I'm just paying more. It's kind of like after, I don't know, there's a term for that when you buy a red car and you notice everybody has red cars, but nets seem to be selling a little bit more lately. Maybe because Braden is having some good sales as well. He's been getting a little bit more into .net. So, I do like that one as well. I'll let Drew have
some kind of availability or some recency heuristic probably in there. All right, Drew, let's bring us home, man. What do you like, don't like?
He loves DNX.
Loves him some DNX.
EGM is great. I like EMG better, but EGM is great. I mean, it's a great threeletter.com. I mean, I don't know. We'll see what this TRC on SAB, when is that in? I can't even bid. And at this point, I, you know, Like, hey, literally.
Yeah. Current bid is 40K. It ends in two days.
And you know what, Anthos? You can eat it. Freaking. You know, I sent him an email, you know, like all kinds of problems with trying to get into the auction. No reply. The help is useless. Like, oh, okay, you don't want me in the auction. No problem. No problem. My money will go somewhere else.
Hey,
my
money is going to be spent on Anthos. Shout out to Anthos. But he's not letting you in the auction, though?
Anthos busy stuffing his Greek face with some, you know, a baklava. He replied my email.
Yeah, Anthos is my dude, man. But, you know, that's funny.
Not enough.
I mean, Anthos is my dude, too. But not if he can't reply to my email.
Huh? That's it.
You guys should actually work together.
I'm on here. They've got a couple good ones on this, you know. They got keep.org off the drop. That's pretty solid. Like, I like that one too.
There's so much stuff. There's so much quality.
There's a lot of great names dropping. There just is. There's a lot of great names that are dropping these days for whatever reason. We went through a lull where I really wasn't excited. You know, there was like a lot of good stuff on the lower end, but there's some really premium, great stuff coming to market. I think somebody must be making deals. Some of the brand management companies, or this is just better deals being made, I think, between registrars and the Dropcatch services or the various auction platforms, because good inventory that normally wouldn't expire is going to auction.
Yeah, I tell you what though, keep.org, great name. It's got 6 days remaining. It's at $5,555. Let's assume that this thing gets to 10 grand. I'm telling you, these auctions are getting bid to a point where you're better off looking elsewhere to get your deals.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I don't really mess with it anymore.
Yeah.
That's what, you know, so EGM, it's like, yeah, great name, but you know, you're going to probably be 50 grand into that.
Yeah, it's like Samba.com, right? I was excited for that auction.
I love Samba. I mean, the end user on Samba got a hell of a deal.
Yeah, you weren't going to be able to.
They literally paid about 10%. You know, that was an amazing name.
Hard to compete as an investor. Like, even if you pay 100K for that
what
name.
What was the one that went on Dropcatch for like 800 the other day? What was that? Yeah.
Ben.
That's wild.
Yeah, that's like higher than an end user price. Like I don't know, if you sold that like retail for 800 grand, I'd be like, good sale, man.
Yeah, he'll see who it is. I mean, he paid like within an hour too. It wasn't like
the real deal. I know. All right, I was saying this at the ICA. I don't even like that name that much. Like,
yeah. Well, Jeff and Andrew love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think with these auctions, you're going to see more of what Adam's doing, though, is letting people sell their names. Because, I mean, when you and I see these names and go, that's $3,500. I have a name that I would sell for that. Well, then sell it. Like, that's the thing you're seeing at auction. You're seeing
the dynamic is very, very interesting about the pricing in auctions compared to, you know, and with it being a dropping name versus a registered name and a private seller. I mean, this was a lot of what we went through at NameJet where, you know, buyer behavior, you know, the perception around names, like people would pay more money for the expiring and dropping domains than they would for almost an identical name that was being listed by a private seller. It was something about the idea that, hey, the fact that this is dropping, there's less hair on it. Maybe it hasn't been, you know, kind of pushed and, you know, by a seller who's trying to sell it. And if, you know, like, if it's just, it's an interesting, like a lot of that kind of stuff. And, you know, there's probably, if, you know, inefficiencies.
I think there's opportunity in that. I mean, I do. I think they go for less. Tell me this. So like on Adam, they've already got listed prices. Do you think that psychologically helps people pay more? So when you go on Adam, it's already been listed for a certain price and the reserve can't be whatever, 10 or 20%. Do you think people pay more because they see that it's already been chosen by the person to sell it for a certain price? Do you think that has any effect on bidding?
Well, somebody
is this like wholesale auctions that they're doing?
Well,
yeah. So just, no, if you own a name at Adam, you can sell it at auction. You just list it at auction, and there's a lot of no reserves, or there's reserves, but it can't be more than, I don't know, 10% or 20% of the listed price. And I think that's psychologically, when people see something that's $7,000 and they know they can buy it for $200 and it's going to be automatically listed for $7,000, those are selling on those no reserve ones. I think that's interesting psychologically, that people will buy that, especially newer investors, right? When they say, oh, I'm automatically going to get accepted to Adam for $7,000.
Yeah, it's like a training wheels platform.
Yeah. And there's AI. I don't know if you checked the AI, and there's been some solid AI names for 2,000, 2,500, like one word AIs go through. I was kind of surprised that it's getting some traction, but then I thought about it. We just don't have a lot of places to, you know, NameJet is definitely one you can place, but you know, the ease of putting a name up for sale has always been headwinds in this space. Even GoDaddy doesn't even allow it anymore, right? You can't even sell a name on GoDaddy. So
on the auctions.
On auctions, yeah. So with these auction prices, yeah, with auction prices hitting these good numbers, I think we see a resurgence in people selling privately at auction again.
I mean, they should just have, like, it's just insane to me that they don't have a one-click solution where I'm in my inventory and I just go, oh, push to auction.
Yeah.
Push to auction. Even if you said, look, we're only doing no reserve, just push to auction.
Yeah.
Push to auction. That's it. Should be a one button solution. Push to auction. Crazy.
I mean, that's why I'm at Adam looking at the no reserve every day, just seeing what slides through. I mean, if I can buy a five letter for $400 and not go to auction, I don't even have, I can just hit a button and it automatically is listed back up at Adam. I don't have to change everything. I mean, I don't know. I think there's but we've been saying this for a decade. We need to make selling names at auction easier.
Yeah. Just, these are conversations you and I had when I was running NameJet.
Yeah, NameJet. I still talk to Steve, like, that back end to make it easier is just, it's just not there yet.
The re-auction button and all that stuff.
You know? Oh, yeah, yeah. Sell it again button. That was my idea. Like, if I got a good deal, remember the Chinese are doing it at the back end. They would buy a domain, win it, and then extend it 10 more days and let people buy it. And then whoever paid more, they'd keep the difference. Yeah, and it was
basically middling the whole thing with their own platforms because they had buyers that weren't going direct to NameJet. And then, you know, we try to do some outreach to the Chinese so that we would get some of those buyers directly on the platform, you know, but it, you know, it was,
they wanted to stay on their own comfortable platform.
Well, that was the thing. For a minute, we didn't know who the buyers were beyond, like, you know, like
that was first, right? That was
who they verified with. And I can't speak to specifics, you know what I mean, as to who and who, but I know that some of the folks that we didn't know who they were, what their deal was. And then it turns out that they were effectively like an aggregating, you know, sort of platform in their own, you know, and some of them were doing that.
Brilliant.
Oh, that was also a fun time. You talk about like the NFT Web 3 wave, you know, the Chinese buying
it's
domain.
Bubble, when it's like, wild west. You know what I mean? Like, dude.
Yeah, that was a vibe. So, there was, yeah. You know, we got to meet a lot of those folks. I mean, I traveled to China the one summer. That was a great event where it was like World Domain Conference and Frank Schilling and Paul Nix. And I mean, there were all these guys were out there and, you know,
they sent me a gold bar.
It's like, yeah,
that company literally behind First for helping them sent me a gold bar.
That's like, wild.
It's so crazy. Oh. Yeah. It's like, I don't know how much.
Hold on to that. It's only getting like more and more valuable. You know, the gold bugs are excited.
Yeah, Bank of England can't deliver physical gold. Looks like
bugs are excited.
Looks like gold's about to get a pretty heavy bid, but you don't want to own the paper because the paper's probably going to bleed.
Well, anyway, all right. Well, I think we've covered enough ground. We went through the NameJet list. A lot of good stuff there. Check that out, everybody. We did the domain game. Congratulations to me for winning. That was awesome. And, you know, we covered enough other ground related to supplements, talked a little bit about .AI domains, got busy, talked a little bit about the ICA again, big shout out to them. So I think we're pretty much up on time, but I'll go around the horn really, really fast to see if there's anything else. And obviously we also talked a lot about DNX. We got a little bit of some live DNX action live here on Domain Sherpa. Drew, I'll start with you and then we'll just go around. Anybody got any final thoughts?
I don't know. I had a whole bunch of early thoughts. My final thoughts are
You definitely did. You left, and they were all expressed. So none hold anything back. So good job. All right, Josh, what about you, bro?
Nope. I think I'm good. I've said my piece and feel like I got an opportunity to say plenty of things today, and I hope they were valuable. And if not, what do you say, JT?
Hey, we'll give you a refund for what you paid for to watch the show. You know what I'm saying? That's always an option, and we're here for you if you need that. But I think your .ai approach and thoughts are interesting. I mean, I would agree with you on the sell, you know, the buy being really the key there to see success. And, you know, and I think, yeah, I think that wave's still gonna roll. You know, obviously paying big dollars for names will be interesting to see how that plays out at this point. But, you know, it. But I think we are still very much in the wave, so... all right, Shane, what about you, my dude?
Nothing. I'm still working on botany, but I won't lie to you. I'm leaning this uncomfortable thing, man. Uncomfortable is like the way of the world right now. Everybody's got to get uncomfortable. It's like just the perfect world for everything right now. Perfect word for everything. It just everybody's uncomfortable on the seat of their pants. And
yeah, you know, it's funny because it's a big sort of life thing, right? Because growth happens outside your comfort zone. You know, we talk about it a lot with our kids. We talk about it with respect to athletics, academics, all that kind of stuff. You know, you got to get out of your bubble, you got to get out of your comfort zone to truly grow. And but nowadays everything feels uncomfortable, right? So it's like, I don't know, like it's almost like we've swung so far to where fuck, man, like I'm nervous about everything. You know, I think
I'm mad comfortable. I am so comfortable. I'm like,
you're comfortable in the chaos, though. That's your deal. You're comfortable.
No, that's your world. No, that's how I am too.
Like, I'm getting cozy, like a warm blanket. You know what I mean? Like, bring it on. Like, I'm half joking, but I'm pretty much serious. Like, actually, it's a weird thing. The more the chaos escalates, like I get uncomfortable. I get anxiety when we have like low grade chaos, when it's just sort of plateaus.
Yeah, stability. Like, so you're allergic to stability. Well, and I think that for us, especially
escalation. I want escalation.
Well, and for you guys, Shane, I mean, you are at heart, you know, you've come up in the finance world, right? And you know, and obviously parlayed into, you know, digital assets and everything else. So for you, volatility has always been the biggest driver of success, right? So it's like, you know, volatility is where the opportunity lies. And I think for Drew, it's the same.
Stoner.ai, that's where the opportunity lies. If there's anybody that needs AI, it's stoners. You know what I'm saying? It's like stoner.ai is like, I mean, they're talking about low-hanging fruit business opportunity. Like, $500, stoner.ai, and, you know, like, it could be a reminder, it could be a to-do list, it could be, like, just on repeat, like, you put an alarm on, and it's, like, your wife telling you, you know, are you high again? You know what I'm saying? You could do all kinds of things.
Like, with iron.
See, he's sharing right now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And the other thing, I won't get too political, too, but I will say, you know, it's been fun watching us destruct the government, but I will say a lot of my friends do amazing work around the world with all these charities that we do, and we've all lost all our funding. So there was some good work, like really good work of, and so two businesses of my friends that have, you know, they retired and dedicated their lives, lost all their funding, and they didn't even get go through, or didn't pause, didn't check to see. They don't make any money. They don't even take a salary. And it really sucked to watch him lay off 12 people. So amongst all this, there are some casualties.
I cry a tear for that. Yeah. I do. However, the problem I have is that is a sad story. I'm sure it's true.
Yeah.
People that we should be in outrage for is these lunatic criminals that have been using USAID as a slush fund for illegal activity. And it's, you know, I'm sorry. It's like, you know, a lot of good people are going to lose a job. A lot of good people are going to lose funding doing good work in the world. But that's what happens when, you know, it's like 90% of your body is full of cancer. The only way we're going to save
USA. they just cut off everybody and they'll come back to it later. That's
it. And here's the thing. And this is, and then we got to go because we're running out of time. And this is a whole conversation that we could have. I think that's the problem is there's been so much corruption and all this kind of stuff. So it's like they had a clean house. I really hope that they start fresh in earnest with a, hey, we're going to now go back in and, you know, you want to take a blowtorch to everything and clear the decks. I think that's going to create some unfortunate impact, of course. I hope they quickly and efficiently.
They're doing exactly the right thing. Burn it to the ground.
Hold on.
Put it into the State Department. We don't need another agency. We don't need all these agencies.
Look. Yeah, but I'm just
people. You never heard of these people. They've been stealing from you for decades.
No, yeah, exactly, Pop. It's like, yeah, Drew, I'm not disagreeing with you. I would just hope that they revisit relatively quickly and efficiently all of the
executions. Anybody who's out there, like Elizabeth Warren, all these people who are like,
I'm going to mute you, dude.
You know what I'm saying?
I love you, but I might have to mute you. Because we don't have a lot of time.
It's too much. Stop it. If you are out there publicly crying, saying, oh my God, what is all this stuff? It's like, what's wrong with you?
How do you sleep
at night publicly supporting all this grift?
I have a real hard time with her. My biggest thing was the way that she
Chelsea Clinton got $10 million or she got $84 million and she bought a $10 million house with it and had a $2 million wedding. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, and anyway, look, you know, and my issue too with Elizabeth Warren is she went from, oh, I'm this like champion of the people, we're against big banks. But then the minute crypto came along, she was like, so couldn't have been more pro bank. And it's like, pick a bad guy, you know? And it's like, but that's what it is. It's a lot of corruption. It's a lot of grift. All I'm going to say, and this is the last point.
People shouting the loudest are the ones that were grifting. I guarantee it.
It is. Like they say, you know, like, what is it? Like, you know, a hurt dog yelps the loudest or whatever. There's some kind of dog yelping thing saying or whatever, but I don't know the exact thing, but maybe we'll look it up. But we don't have a lot of time. All I'm saying is that I hope they get into the system soon after they clear the decks to, you know, efficiently revisit all of the stuff to figure out the stuff that needs to be kicked back up so that people that are truly being helped.
The
grift.
The grifting needs to end. And at the same time, like, I empathize with all the good stuff being done around the world. But, yo, I live outside the United States, okay? And shit is way better in most places outside the United States than it is inside the United States. I'm afraid to go with my family into most major cities and walk around in the United States. So let's get the house in order. Let's solve some of these systemic issues. Let's eliminate the grift. Let's execute the grifters. And then we can start helping other people around the world.
I hear you. Let's just get to it quickly because there are people that need help.
Exactly.
And the saying, real quick, the saying is
it'll be shocking how much of the oppression in Africa changes, how much all the other stuff changes. Like, you'll be shocked when we shut off the tap to the grifters and how many problems suddenly solve themselves.
I apologize.
Your fault, Shane. And by the way, the saying is that a hit dog will holler, and it just means that people that like are affected by something, you know, will often, you know, be the first to react defensively. So that's where it's like, you know, like you said, the people screaming and yelling are the people that are like, you know, the guilty ones. And that's what that's all about. But yes, hey, look, I think we're all on the same page. People need help. We want to help. It needs to be the right way. We got to get rid of the waste. We got to get rid of the grift. And if this is the way that it has to happen, it's uncomfortable. It's unfortunate. Hopefully it won't be too negatively impactful for the people who, you know, who need it, you know. So anyway, with that, I think we've covered enough ground. We got some domain talk sandwiched in here. Thanks to everybody, to the three people that are still watching. I want to say thank you guys to the rest of the audience. Thank you as well. You're the reason that we're here. Without you, there is no us. And we hope you enjoyed the show today. And thank you so much to my co-hosts. As always, you guys are the best. Taking the time to educate and share, it really means a lot. And that's about it, man. But I think we're good. We're good for today. But we'll see everybody here next time on Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains and sometimes a bunch of other stuff. Peace out, y'all.
Peace.